Well, going on to the next area, and then you kind of hit a little bit on that, Jen, as you were talking about time with the family spiritually. So going into that area, the idea of you as a mom, and most all are Christian moms, or by all means wanting Christian principles for your children, realize, how do I actually do that? And there's two ways. One, model it, and then teach it. Say it to yourself. Model it and teach it. Sometimes we're good in one or the other, but both of them are necessary. Well, that is the spiritual side, because your kids have four areas: mental, physical, spiritual, and social. So how in the world do you do this? First of all, know that the spiritual side affects every single one of all of the other areas, not only for your own life, but also for your children. So the idea is, how do I do what I need to do? Our mission here at this church and as a Christian is that we are to love God and to love others. Very simple. Love God, love others. So, how do you love God? The only way that you can do that is to truly have a relationship with Him. You talking to Him, prayer, Him talking to you through His Word, His principles, back and forth. That's how we have our own friendships, but that's how we develop that. So, we try to model it and teach it, but what is it? The idea is a relationship of talking to Him and us talking to Him talking to us and us talking to them. How often should that ever be done in our lives? Well, obviously, you help your life in all the other areas daily. We want to be able to do that also daily. And I have some ideas that are in the box over here of different things that you can do as a family. But from the time your child comes home, you can even do that when you're pregnant, but you're praying. You pray over your child. You can sing over your child. You can read scripture. It's not too early to start that spiritual time of development for them. And then there are beautiful ways along the way to be able to have time with the devotions. We even have now at our house, Alexa, would you read us the Bible passage for today? I mean, you know, it's amazing. You can have it quick, just like that. We can do all kinds of different things, and there's all kinds of tools, and I'd be glad to talk to you about those personally. But also, I found something that 3 weeks ago absolutely changed my life. And it was this book, and it was by Sybil Macbeth, and you'll see it up here. And it's called Praying in Color. And you have a sheet before you on visual praying. And I want to tell you something that happened. I'm a visual prayer. I'm a visual person. I'm a kinesthetic person, but also I get very distracted. It's time for me to have prayer, and my mind is wandering. And I have to do brain dumps, or I have to put stuff on a piece of paper. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to put it down. You call it the parking lot. I find that it's the very same things that I'm doing over and over again. I find that prayer isn't always as easy as I want it to be, especially when God said we're to pray without stopping. How are we going to do this? How are we going to teach this to our children? Oh my goodness, I'm overwhelmed by it. Well, let's see some of the challenges that we have in prayer. Maybe you have felt like this way. Some of the challenge that you have might be that you fall asleep while you're praying. I've done that in the morning or at nighttime. Your mind wanders. You have maybe some of the same old prayers that you prayed since you were in preschool. You run out of words, or you just feel like, I don't know, I'm just so frustrated. Is God listening anyway? You feel like, yeah, I know God's listening, but I don't know. Does He really hear? I haven't heard from Him, and I don't have an answer. So what is prayer? So the idea is that what we have is prayer is a conversation with God. You talk, He listens, but what if words don't actually come? What is prayer? And that has four things. Part of praying is praising Him, repentance, asking for what you need, or just a time of yielding. So, one, prayer changes things. Ladies, say it to yourself. Prayer changes things. If you don't get one thing out of what I have to say, no. Prayer changes things. It's amazing when we spend time with God, He changes things in our lives. So how do we do that? And so this is a way that you can do it, and it's from a book on how to actually pray visually. And I'm going going to show you how to do it. You need two things. One, to be able to doodle. Hey, I doodle on everything that I own and have to recopy it over and over again. So it's a doodle. You take a line for a walk, okay? When you doodle, it's not art. Just take that line for a walk. This way is taking the Holy Spirit with you on the walk, all right? And then the next thing is also a name for God. And there are many names, or just God. And then you are ready to start. The idea is that you're ready to pray. You may not even be able to think of anything. This is what you can do for yourself. You can also do it with your children. We did it with my husband, family. We did it with counselors the last 3 weeks. I've done it with counselors who were interviewing for camp, families that came over for dinner, first through eighth graders that I taught at school, friends that I walk with. I cannot tell you. And every one of them have just like, oh my goodness, this is really exciting. So the next thing that you would do is this. And you have that actually before you. And that is the process that you would get to when you are trying to do a visual prayer. So what you would do is you would take a blank sheet of paper, and then you should have that with you right there. And what you would do is on that paper, when I tell you to go, what we're going to do is have a time of prayer and do it visually. You'll do it yourself, and then you'll see how you can also even do it with your own children. And I also, my husband has done this and is going to be sharing it with third through eighth grade, sixth graders on Sunday. I've done it with first and second graders, and also first through sixth grade kids also here at church on our Wednesday night program. So what do you do? How do you have a visual prayer? First of all, what you do is that you think through a passage that you is dear to your heart, something you have read that comes to mind, something about the Lord. That would be the first thing. You go to the next. And you will be writing a name for God. And there's many names for God, or just write God. There's no exact right or wrong. You surround God's name with any kind of shape or any kind of doodle. You can add, then you doodle as you're spending your time with God. You can add color to it. Then you can move on to another space and write the name of another need or a person around that. And keep adding more prayer requests and doodling around it. It is not mindless. What you're doing is literally, Lord, and as you start doing this, you start realizing that the Lord, I want to listen to your small, still voice. And I cannot believe, ladies, this is 3 weeks ago, I'm filling it up. It has been so exciting. I can't wait to go get to pray. And I'm just going, and we're just talking back and forth. It's so exciting. I can't tell you. It's just thrilling. So, and also keeping that prayer handy to remind you to continue to pray, because you will see that right before you. The next one. This gives you the idea of what one would look like, but you can do it any way you want, how small, how big, how colorful you want it to be. So you draw a shape around a name for God in the center, and you can draw doodles for each friend or prayer request. You can picture each person in that situation in the presence of God, and no spoken words are really necessary, because literally, you know, the Holy Spirit, it communes with the Lord without needing our words even. And literally, the doodle that you're doing while you're doing this actually becomes your prayer to the Lord. You're talking and you're communicating with Him. The next one. Another idea might be using your hand where God is in the middle, and then the things that you're praying for in each. I have done this with my hand. God's in the middle. This is Herb. This is my son, my other son and his family, my sister, her family, and all my friends. Another request here. It's always a visual right in front of me, constantly, to be able to do that. So the idea is this can go anywhere, everywhere that you want it to go. And the Holy Spirit, next. This is an idea, just draw a tree. You can draw anything you want. I drew a great big rock because I wanted him to help me behind, because I needed help, okay? So here's what you're going to do. There's different ones. You can also do it with scripture. Take your piece of paper and put God now in the middle and circle it, or any kind of shape you want to. You may put a name for God if you want. They didn't get any over here. And then go ahead now and talk to God. Even if you can't even come up with outstanding words or anything, if he doesn't care about that, it's your time now for the next couple minutes for you to pray. You can go anywhere you want with that. You can draw it out. You don't even have to write the person's name. You can just put an initial. What request or what prayer would you like to come to the Lord with and ask him to speak as you doodle?
And then you just
finish in Jesus' name, amen. Then you can go back to that if you'd like to later on, or you see a visual now of what you've done. Also consider doing a verse, maybe on the other side, just to write a verse out. And then you start doing it. The joy of the Lord is my strength, circle joy, strength. You just can see that arm of the Lord there. All of a sudden, these start going now through your mind and the Holy Spirit starts speaking. Your children watch you do this. What are you doing, Mama? Also, you can do it now with your children. Let's just pray about it. Sit down. Let's just talk about it. Having problems with school? Let's pray for it. Let's talk about it with Grandma. Hang it on the refrigerator. It's something you can do from little ones all the way up. My husband, he did an umbrella. Protection, things that he wanted God to protect us from. This lady has come up with a CD on how to do it. Her husband's done one for men, praying in black and white, and several other different books on praying in color, praying blessings. So I would ask you to see about trying to do this quite often and see what happens and try it with your children, with a spouse, with a friend, and I hope you enjoy the idea of knowing that you can pray together, and that would be something that you could get excited about, as I have, and watching God use that part, that way of being able to open up prayer time for you and your family. I had the 5-minute thing. Is over? Or do we have?
We have a couple minutes, probably.
Okay. Do you have any questions? And I may not have gotten on this. As long as a kid can hold a crayon, you can start doing that, okay? It gets more intricate as the child gets older and older and so on. And also, they don't even have to write the whole thing out. At 8th graders that were just putting like a code because they didn't want anyone to see it. That's fine. Most important, you don't want to see it. God sees that. That's okay. And it's not an art project. And literally, you ready for this? I showed this to my 8th graders when I was teaching 2 sessions of 8th graders a couple of weeks ago. I showed them how to do it. A week before, I asked them, do you have any prayer requests? This, they were so busy, I couldn't believe it. And then I dismissed them before the next group came in, and I made a phone call about a bill we had for $250 that I thought was kind of odd. After a whole year, and they sent the bill for $250, they said, I had it before me, and they said, oops, we're sorry, our mistake, $250. I have my pen in hand, on the bill, I'm writing, God, provider, bill, $250. I mean, it was just like, the next group come in, and I said, prayer changes things. Look, Let me tell you, it changes things. Look at this, and I went around and showed my bill. We don't just talk about this. This just is not. God changes our lives, and prayer changes things. Our praise, our repentance, our acceptance of who He is, and allowing Him to come in. It just becomes a beautiful interactive opportunity. And I've noticed for me, it has carried me to other places, even past this. But it's still very much visual and interactive. Any questions? Yes?
I have a tactical question.
So yes.
Let's say I have my four-year-old, you know, who loves to draw.
Uh-huh.
But I don't feel like I can just tell her, you know, draw and pray while, or talk to God while you're doing this. Like,
mm-hmm.
So would it be appropriate for me to read Bible verses to her while she's doing it, or to...
You can. Sure. Let her watch you do it, okay? And then also she can draw and say, I'd like you to draw that God. Now, so remember, God is not in there, but that is who we're talking to. We talk in prayer to God, and so you can put His name there. And then what would you like to tell the God about? What are the things that you'd like to? Okay, Daddy and Mommy, okay, we'll put this over for Mommy with a happy face. Do you know what I mean? And then you can go through, and then take a scripture verse. God is love. And then you can put a heart with God there, and who does God want us to love? Grandma, she's in the hospital. Our friend, he just kicked me. That wasn't very nice. But we're to love him anyway. You get what I mean? You can take life applications, problems they're having, homework, situations, financial. I mean, I have just laid my whole life out in this book. I really ought to be embarrassed for you all to look at it, because you know me like a book. Because literally, I just laid it all out. And I've never thought about it. And when you do it that way, it's out. You know what I mean? It's no secret anymore. It's all before the Lord, okay? But your kids need to see you spending time. There was that book of the movie that was out about, praying, I forget.
War Room.
Well, my daughter-in-law set up a war room with verses in her closet, you know, and so on, and she was praying, and my granddaughter saw her doing that. A little while later, she went into her room, and she realized that they cleared out the bottom there of their closet, of their toys, and they had written in little symbols of little things that they wanted to pray about themselves. And they're just little. I mean, they're like 3 and 4 years old at the time. And they were just there, and they were on their knees praying. Why? Because they'd seen Mama in her closet praying. Now, not that you have to be in the closet, but the idea is they need to see that when anything happens, that you are right there ready. Well, let's pray about it. I lost my blankie. Well, we got to talk to God. Let's talk to God right now. Jesus, you can see it. Would you open your eyes and so we can see it like you can? And I can't tell you that prayer over and over again. Oh, my goodness. Has just whatever, but the idea is you put God on the line for your kids. You know what I mean? When you're asking for prayer. Is it time now? Oh, I'm sorry. Go. Okay. Uh-huh.